Voice of Indonesia. From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Kalau letih, kadang datang hampiri hati.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, on Friday said Indonesia, with its large working-age population, has a unique opportunity to boost economic growth, but only if the workforce is skilled, productive, and well-supported. In his remarks during the launch of the Grand Design for Population Development 2025-2045, Pratikno warned, without proper planning, this demographic advantage could become a burden instead of a blessing. Moving on to the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education of the Republic of Indonesia that officially launched the School Environment Introduction Program, or MPLS, on Friday. This program is designed as part of the Friendly MPLS Initiative, which not only focuses on introducing the physical school environment, but also serves as a collective effort to highlight the importance of character education, talent and interest development, and building a strong learning spirit from the very first day. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time, so we are entering Indonesia Today broadcast not only on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, but also on RRI Net, available on UCTV or the website rri.co.id. With me, Rahma, presenting, as always, various information, updates, programs, music, all about from Indonesia. And also, we have a special VOI talk today that is also accessible on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. In the meantime, let's start a new day, or in Indonesian, we call it Hari Baru by Run. Enjoy.
Jangan fertile land of Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring. Andean crafts, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, it is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous. Famous among divers. Cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Jangan pernah terpesona.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad. Only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time. Only on Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Tulistiwa,
kita
mendengarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Selama bertahun-tahun di dalam bangsa semesta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia,
Indonesia
sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Aspirasi bangsa, aspirasi kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly, and served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture, ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences, original recipes and traditional fares, prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Easy, why? Crazy.
Tanpa kita pertama ku langsung jatuh cinta. Walau ku tahu kau ada pemiliknya, tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani. Ku tak dapat menghindari gejolak cinta ini. Let's go. Maka izinkanlah aku
cintaimu. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOL listeners and viewers, Indonesia is known for its tropical season, wet and dry. But lately, something unusual has been happening. In the middle of dry season, it's still raining heavily. So we call it wet drought. And what's actually going on? Today we'll hear on today's VOI talk from coordinator of climate variability analysis at the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Bapak Supari. Hello, Pak Supari. Thank you for joining us on VOI talk.
Hello, Pak. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hopefully, we are all in a very good condition still amid the wet drought here. So could you please tell our listeners here in Indonesia and also around the world what is currently happening in Indonesia regarding recent natural events and weather patterns?
Yeah, actually Indonesia is experiencing the unusual weather pattern today. So we call it actually above normal rainfall condition.
Above normal, okay.
Yes, significantly above rainfall condition, particularly for the southern part of our country, like Java, Bali, or West Nusa Tenggara, and also East Nusa Tenggara. And if we look at our record on the rainfall, this kind of wet condition start to occur during in May and then June. And based on our updated rainfall prediction, it will continue up to around October. So actually this kind of wet condition will continue up to the October. Under normal condition, actually around 60% of our country should have dry phase condition today in the end of June. But in this year, we identify only 30% of our country experiencing the dry condition. It's been that only around half of the normal.
Only 30%. Which areas covered once again? Sorry.
Yeah, so the wet condition occur in the southern part of the country, like Java, Bali, West Nusa Tenggara, and East Nusa Tenggara. But some of this region actually already experience the dry condition. But if we compare to the normal condition, actually the number of the total region experiencing the dry phase or dry season is only half of the normal condition.
Okay, what actually causes this phenomenon?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question. So actually, scientifically, this kind of conditions is caused by the, based on our analysis, is caused by the weakening of the Australian monsoon. So the weakening of Australian monsoon. As we know that the Australian monsoon associated with the dry season in Indonesia. So when we have weaker than normal of the Australian monsoon, then we will have a better condition of the dry season. So this is what we have in this year.
Okay, until October this year,
yes,
still quite long. Then, yeah, yeah. So then what actions has the government or the agency already taken to respond to this situation?
Yeah, in response to the to this wet condition for the short term, for example, our agency has already take action. For example, the in this week, together with the National Agency for Disaster Management, we conduct the weather modification operation for Jakarta region to reduce the risk of the hydrometeorological hazard triggered by the extreme rainfall. For example, we know that the several last years we have flood and also landslide for the West Java, for Jakarta, for Banten. And to reduce the risk, we conduct the weather modification operation together with the National Agency for Disaster Management.
Okay, and besides weather modification, what other efforts to ensure safety and comfort of the people? Especially this month marks the peak of international tourist arrivals.
Yeah, as we know, actually, if you refer to the main task of the agency, we have a main task to monitor and to inform the condition of the climate. So what we did is release the to the media, to the public, what happened with our climate and what will be happen in the future months to raise the awareness of the many sectors about this condition. Because actually, climate is not is something that we cannot control. So what we can do is to adapt or to take action to anticipate the risk triggered by this condition. And BMKG is not the agency to handle of sector. We our main task is to inform. So we already inform this kind of condition to the public, to the media, and we truly expect that this kind of information then will be followed up by the sector to anticipate the risk of this bad condition.
Okay, so needs coordination with the related sectors or institutions. Okay, so what anticipatory steps that you could advise to the people to face this phenomenon?
Yeah, for example, for agricultural sector, this wet condition is kind of two things. It will be benefit for the farmer who plant rice, because we know rice needs more water, so this wet condition will give more supply, water supply for them. But in the other hand, for farmer who plant the chili or maybe vegetables, this kind of plant is sensitive to the above normal rainfall condition. So they should take action based on our information, because this kind, as we said before, that this kind of rainfall condition will continue up to the October. So the action that we need to take actually is depend on the our sector. For example, even the similar farmer will need different action if they plant different plants.
Okay, even each farmer has different plans to do. Okay, has Indonesia experienced this before?
Yeah, actually, this is not the first one. And we refer to even in the colonial era. Actually, even and there is a publication from the colonial era, so from the Dutch scientists, stating that the wet dry seasons already occur in the Jakarta before. For example, in 1885 and also 1890, so in the 18 years, this wet condition already occurred. So it means that actually the wet condition during dry season is not the first event, but this is of course not occur every year. This is the abnormal condition. So But what we can do is using our knowledge, using our technology to predict how long this kind of condition will occur and inform to the public so that they can anticipate what the effect of this kind of condition.
So from the previous phenomenon that has happened in Indonesia before, what lessons or experience learned that has been developed now in addition to technology, let's say?
Yeah, thanks. This is quite very interesting question. So basically, climate is something that we can predict. So if we refer to this this topic, actually we have capability to predict. When government or when BMKG release the information, there should be a kind of action followed up by the public regarding to the information. But we know that there is also another phenomena, we call it climate change, that change the characteristic of the extreme. We need to renew our knowledge, our technology to capture the possibility of extreme under the global warming. But on the other hand, we need to raise the awareness of the public to follow up the information from the agency, because somehow, for example, this kind of wet condition, actually in March we have released our dry season prediction, and we state that the southern part of the country will have above normal dry season since March. So it's kind of 3 or 4 months before now we already announced this kind of condition, but maybe something that still a long time to occur, not really get the high attention from the public. But now we already experienced this kind of bad condition, and we really hope that the public already aware with this kind of condition and always follow the information from the agency.
Still based on Indonesia's experience, now we'd like to know how the Meteorology and Climatology Agency sees what important lessons can be shared with other countries facing similar cross-regional challenges.
Yeah, this is actually not the problem for the one country. So the something not normal condition that occur everywhere in the global scale, because we always experience anomaly or climate anomaly, and our successful in predicting this kind of climate condition can be a kind of lesson for another country. But actually, every country face their own each problem, because somehow climate is a very local characteristic, so not really similar with our climate. But the idea is that the anomaly of climate in the large scale is well predicted by the science, so every country can get this as a lesson.
And how's to ensure the coordination between the meteorology, climatology, and geophysics agency with other institutions and also the local governments?
Yeah, to the other ministry, for example, actually we always share our information on the climate prediction. For example, when we release our dry season prediction, we also send our manuscript or our document to the other ministry together with the official letter. And this kind of information is intended to get more attention from the sectoral, and we hope they decide their own policy to follow up this information. And also for local government, whenever we have the signal of the climate extreme, we send the information to the governor, to the we expect that this information to follow up by the governor to the small scale government in their own area.
Okay, Pak Supari, final statement please for all of Indonesian people, related institutions, and also maybe our listeners who happen to be here in Indonesia or plan to visit Indonesia.
Yeah, for all listeners and also for Indonesian people, our agency, BMKG, in this topic, we already announced that this year we will have weather condition of dry season, and this above normal rainfall condition will continue up to the October. So every sector, every field, every individual person should take any action to reduce the impact of this wet condition regarding to their regarding to your activity, your field, and this information from the BMKG, we really hope that followed up by the sectoral, by the individual, so that we can reduce the impact.
Okay, thank you so much, Pak Supari, as the coordinator of climate variability analysis at the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency. Stay safe, yes, stay healthy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Well, listener, we just had our VOI talk talking about the phenomenon of wet drought happening here in Indonesia that is predicted to be still happening until October 2025. But just like our source said, Bapak Supari from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency, that climate weather is really unpredictable. Hopefully it can end sooner. Well, actually, listener, we are still waiting for more talks about this topic with the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture. We're still waiting for a connection with the representative of the minister. Yes. Okay. Now we're already connected with Bapak Andre Noto Hamijoyo, Assistant Deputy for Disaster Risk Reduction from Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture. Thank you for joining us, Bapak Andre.
Thank you very much
okay.
for the patience. Thank yes. you very much for joining for the programs.
You're welcome. It's really our pleasure to have you here to find out more about this phenomenon where Indonesia is now currently in the middle of the dry season but raining heavily, even ended up in flood, including here in Jakarta. So from the view of Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, how do you see this phenomenon impacts the human development, the people, the communities?
Yeah, it is the hydrometeorology. As we know that the hydrometeorology is a natural disasters phenomenon for all destructive process that occurs in atmospheres, waters, or oceans that can cause loss of life, injury, or other health impacts. And now we see the example of the hydrometeorological disasters. Include the tropical cyclones, hail, tornadoes, and now a drought. Drought is a deficit in the rainfall in the region over a specific period. So this can also cause a decrease in soil moisture, which can lead to drop damage. So now, in our duty, the coordinating ministry for human development and cultural affairs, is working to strengthen cross-stakeholder communication in disaster risk reductions in Indonesia, including the hydrometeorological disasters such as for the drought.
What specific strategies? So,
as the coordinating ministry, which continues to communicate and coordinate with all the stakeholders to improve drought preparedness. This needs to be anticipated early, given that various regions in Indonesia are facing these problems, which has seriously impacted people's lives and resulted in crop failures. So, for the coordinating, we should coordinating multi-stakeholders and collaboration are the key steps taken to strengthen this preparedness. So, you know about the one example is the flood. In the greater are coordinating and synchronizing with all parties to encourage disaster risk reductions in the short, medium, and long terms. And these efforts will be optimized through regulations that serve as a foundation for all parties to act. So, we should strengthen for the, we should consider about the impacts. So we know that the coordinating and synchronizing due to our duty should be strengthening.
Okay, and what specific strategies that the coordinating ministry for human development and culture implemented to reduce the risk of wet drought disasters in Indonesia? Let's say, for example, like ensure that farmers can still have their plants safe until the harvest season, just like that.
Yeah. Due to our duty, the coordinating ministry for human development and cultural is coordinating with all relevant stakeholders, including ministries and agencies, district and city governments, local governments, of course, universities and environmental practitioners or communities to improve preparedness for drought. One form of this coordination is efforts to strengthen rainwater harvesting initiatives to anticipate hydrometeorological drought disasters in Indonesia. This is a form of sustainable mitigations and anticipation efforts in dealing with the impacts of drought and climate change. An action plan-based rainwater harvesting movement is also important to be implemented in Indonesia, especially in areas and or locations experiencing a water crisis, so that it can trigger multi-stakeholder involvement in the utilization and management of rainwater potentials. It is just for the example how we should strengthening due to the drought disasters in Indonesia. And rainwater management is essential for every drought-prone area. It is then implemented in a plan and measured manner based on the utilization of disaster ecosystems to build a community food security. Of course, this is just the one of the many steps which we should form the strengthening for the coordinating and the coordinating and the synchronizing.
Okay, Pak Andre, final statement, please, to conclude all of this. What would you like to convey to our listeners, both Indonesians and the international ones around the world, that they are able to cope with this phenomena in a safe way to make everyone safe from various kinds of communities and also sectors?
Yes. Thank you very much for all of the listeners. Now we make for the several steps how to strengthening for the ability and accessibility for the informations. The first, we consistently providing for the we coordinated to the other the other institutions. First, two, consistently providing up to date climate and weather informations. Now we can see all of the informations and such as for the climate and weather informations from our partners such as the BMKG. So we share for the information and coordinate what is the several policies that we can strengthening, the first. And the second is how to disseminate information received to the people as quickly as possible. And we always for the coordinated for the early warning systems from the several institutions, how to disseminate information to receive to the publics and how to strengthening for the informations of as the climate and weather. And the third is how to providing educations to the publics so they can understand warning and take action. Finally, for all of the informations to the publics can be strengthening and how the confirmations providing up to date and the public can receive for all of the informations regarding the climate and weather informations.
Okay, Pak Andre. So coordination, collaboration, information dissemination, and early action plan, that's the key to face this phenomenon of wet drought. Thank you so much. Yeah. Pak Andre Doto Hamijoyo from the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture for joining us on today's VOI Talk.
Thank you very much.
Well, listeners, that's today's VOI Talk, talking about a very rare phenomenon, wet drought here in Indonesia, how to anticipate this that is predicted to be happening still in October 2025. Make sure that all of us stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned as well on Voice of Indonesia for more inspiring, insightful talks from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That's a wrap. Indonesia Today broadcast on RRI Net. We'll be back tomorrow, same time at 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time on UCTV or RRI.co.id, and of course on RRI Digital mobile app and voinews.id. We keep on airing. On voinews.id and RRI Digital. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Satellite. just a lost satellite in the space, constantly drifted away. I keep on transmitting, but you wouldn't even receive it. I've been dreaming of gravity, I'm running out of battery, paralyzed in the middle of the crowd. Floating in galaxy where all of the stars are behind me. Breaking free of the planet's orbit, you couldn't even stare at me. I've tried a million ways, but I can't find myself connected to you. Wonder if we're back where we started, then we just got handed again. I thought I could hold your hands with no fear. You're taking it all. I'm dissociating, can't you see? You just leave me here trying on gravity, lying on gravity, lying on gravity. Open, lying, lying. During September, we constantly drifted away. You keep on ignoring me, but you wouldn't give me a reason. Then came November, thought we'd get better, but still right here waiting to start. You said you'd be there, always be acting like you care. Breaking free of the planet's orbit, you couldn't even listen. Well, I've tried a million ways, but I can't find myself connected to you. Wonder if we're back where we started, then we just got handed again. I thought I could hold yours. No fear, you're taking it all for granted. I'm dissociating, can't you see? You just leave me here trying on gravity, lying on gravity, lying on gravity. Open, lying on gravity, lying on gravity.
Sudah kau tinggalkan.